case, please.
Thank you. The next application on tonight's agenda is 11,614. Debbie L. Rourke seeks a variance to reduce the side yard and front yard setbacks, section 115-42B and 115-185F of the Sussex County Zoning Ordinance. The property is located on the north side of Bluebill Drive, approximately 1,476 feet east of Swan Drive. 911 address is 37063 Bluebill Drive, Selbyville. The zoning district is GR. The tax map is District 533, map 12.16, parcel 408. Specifically, they are requesting a 3.3-foot side setback, a variance, a 3.3-foot variance for the side for the house, a 1-foot variance from the front for the house, and a 0.1-foot variance for the shed. Staff has received no letters in support, no letters in opposition, and we did receive 6 mail returns. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Yes. Bruce Wright, 2 Brattle Ridge Circle, Lewis, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
I'm Bruce Wright, the real estate agent for Mr. Itner and Debbie Rourke, both of which in a nursing home. He purchased the property in July 27th of 1990 and has made no additions and no changes to the property since he purchased it. We do have a buyer for this property. We had a survey done, realized that we had some variance issues. That's why we're in front of the board at this point. There's no uniqueness to this property. It is kind of a rectangle. There's no further development being asked. The home, as I said, was purchased in 1990, and these variances were not picked up at the time of which he purchased. We're not asking for any changes to the characteristics of the development as it currently stands, and we're just asking for the very minimum variances to try to bring this into compliance.
Okay. Wait, are there any questions from members of the board? I'm going to start with you, Mr. Mills.
Let me suggest that there is uniqueness in that, like many other lots in Swan Keys, it's narrow and it's limited for space. Otherwise, you don't need the variance. And I think you've touched on the fact that, you know, it wasn't created by the applicant. It was already there. So then that would probably make it necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. Do you, and I assume you agree?
I agree.
Okay. I have no other questions.
Okay. Mr. Hudson?
I did say that since purchasing the property in 1990, the owner made no changes.
That is correct. He has not made any changes since that purchase.
Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Baker? Boy, that's close. 1/10 of a foot, huh? Hmm.
Okay. Yes, sir.
I was just...
Wow.
Yeah, that's cool. In other words, you're going to sell this property or will buy the property?
Currently, we have a buyer for the property.
You have a buyer?
Yes. I'm just the real estate agent as the listing side. Yes, Mr. Itner and Ms. Rourke.
So you've got to get it in order to go to the bank and get the mortgage and all
correct.
That kind of stuff. Okay. Of course, there in that area there has been other adjustments made in that area, right, Ms. Secretary?
Correct. There have been numerous variances well within the subdivision, let alone on this street and within several parcels of this property.
Okay, fine. Bluebell Drive, I was particularly interested in that. No other questions.
Mr. Workman.
No questions.
And I have no further questions. Mr. Sharp?
Just a couple.
Okay.
Looking at the survey here, it's difficult for me to tell, but it seems to me like part of the property may be in the lagoon. Is that your understanding of what the situation is as well?
No, I'm not quite sure. The lagoon, there's a bulkhead. There's probably, looks to be about 3 feet before the deck begins.
Well, I guess my question is, does the where the bulkhead is from the survey, and I didn't know if you could clarify this.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have the survey in front of you?
I do.
Okay. Do you see where they have the marker there, and then it looks like it goes a little further into what appears to be the lagoon.
It goes to the middle of the lagoon.
Is that the property line?
That is the property line.
Okay, so the prop, there's, looks like roughly 20 feet of the proper, the rear of the property is in the lagoon. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And is the mobile home and the shed, are they, I take it they're not able to be moved into compliance?
They're on permanent foundations. It was converted into a Class C many years ago.
Okay.
And the shed is also on a permanent foundation as well.
Okay. I have no further questions. Thank you.
Okay. Are there any further questions from members of the board? Okay, hearing none. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion. Excuse me.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,614. The applicant has certainly answered the questions for a criteria for creating a variance, and also the fact that you did not create this, that you're just in the process of selling the property and you need these variances to make the transaction. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. And it shows here that the property is unique in the fact that it is, what is it, 50 by 90? And that there is uniqueness to that property. And also the fact that the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. An exceptional practical difficulty hasn't been created by the applicant with the size of the property. It makes it a difficult situation there for to place a mobile home. There's been other other homes in that area that have made the same type of adjustment. And the requested variance at a minimum that will afford relief.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickard and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,614. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Rickard?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Again, Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reason have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,614 is approved.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.